game comes down to skill, as poker does. However, many players think tilt, fear, motivation, and confidence happen for random, illogical, or irrational reasons. As a result, they say or think the following. Logically, I know variance happens, so it's stupid to tilt from a bad beat. For some reason, I decided to play like a donkey last night. I'm running really bad. Maybe I should take a break. I always play my best game on full tilt. After being up big, I somehow managed to spew off a few stacks. I wish I could play as well as I did today, all the time. If you think the mental game is random, you simply lack the skill to see how it's predictable and rational. Skilled poker players are easily able to see how the actions of weaker opponents aren't random. They pick up on betting patterns, timing tells, physical tells, and verbal tells, which allows them to exploit the games of weaker players. Weaker players don't have the skill to see the predictability in their game. The same is true in the mental game. Right now, you probably don't have the skill to recognize the actions, thoughts, and emotions that lead you to play your best or worst. That makes you a mental game fish. Thankfully, you were able to evolve from being a poker fish, and with the right information, you can do the same with your mental game. With poker more competitive than ever, more players are turning to the mental game as a valuable way to create an edge. Creating edge is